I'm suddenly surrounded by five new people that have entered the studio since I was last here in front of this microphone. And let's meet each of them. I'm going to start with you. What's your name?
Jerome.
And how old are you?
10.
Where do you go to school?
Phillips Elementary.
On the south side. I've been there before. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening, Jerome? Any friends or family members?
Shia.
Excellent. And is Shia here today? I thought Shia might be here. Let's say hello to you. Tell me your name and where you go to school. How old are you?
My name is Shia. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Phillips.
Phillips. Do you go to Phillips?
I mean, not Phillips.
She goes to
Obama International Studies Academy.
Oh, but did you just start there? No, but Obama, did you go to Phillips at one time?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might have. Well, it's nice to meet you. Would you like to give any shout-outs to anybody at all? You can give one back to Jerome, I guess. Well, that's okay. Right in between, in the middle of you two, is somebody. And let's meet you. What's your name?
My name is Shane. I'm 9 years old, and I go to Grandview.
What's nice to meet you. You're all in different schools, but you're all involved with Brashear Association on the Hilltop, right?
I think they're
in Beltsuver, right?
Yeah,
I've driven by. Or not in Beltsuver, or in Allentown?
We're in Allentown.
Allentown. I've driven by. Very close. So, Jerome, tell me some of the things. We're here today because of Venture Outdoors and some of the fun things you've done. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've done as part of your work with Venture Outdoors?
We would go hiking.
And you can all jump in. Let me just introduce Hannah first, too. Hannah, just pivot that mic over. There you go. Tell me a little bit about yourself and Venture Outdoors and what you've been up to.
So I started working for Venture Outdoors this summer, and I'm a trip leader. So my job is just to go to the different centers that we work with, like the Brashear Association, and I take the kids out to do fun activities.
Excellent. Now, let's turn it over to the kids and talk. Jerome, you mentioned hiking. Can you describe what you do when you go hiking and where you went?
Well, we would go in woods and...
We went through the Grandview Trail.
Where's the Grandview Trail?
By the Grandview Park.
And what's it like? I've never been on it. What do you see when you go hiking there?
I see caterpillars.
Did you really? That's a report from Shane. Caterpillars?
There are a lot of trees. And actually, when we went hiking, we did these things called sea bombs. It's with clay, water, and seeds. And what you do is you take the clay and you make like a little bowl shape out of it. You put a little bit of the seeds in it and you roll it back into a ball. And what the water does is help it stick together.
And what do you do with it then?
You just throw it, and then, like, it will probably land somewhere, and then, like, it just grows.
Well, that sounds nice.
Well, it's also with dirt.
You put dirt in it, too, in addition to the clay?
No, we put dirt over it.
Mm-hmm, dirt over it.
Who taught you how to do that?
Miss Amber.
And
Miss Shannon and Miss Megan.
That sounds really cool. In addition to hiking, what other kinds of animals live along the trail? Did you see other animals? Lots of bugs. That's Shia. Lots of bugs. How about birds?
Yeah, we see some bird. When we saw a caterpillar, that was our mascot. We call him Pete.
Yep. Did you take Pete along with you at all? Did you pick him up?
Yeah, we took him along, and then like when we leave, we put him back in the woods.
Why did we put him back in the woods?
Cause we don't leave no trace behind.
Well, I did see a spider.
Did you? Do you like spiders?
Uh-uh. I like Diddy Longleggers, but not other kind of spiders.
What about birds? Did you see any birds that you can name? Or animals that you find on the ground running around?
Squirrel.
I'll bet there's a lot of squirrels in that park. Did you see any chipmunks?
No.
No, there's probably an awful lot of birds. So in addition to going through the Grand View Trail, did you do some other things with Adventure Outdoors over the summer?
We went kayaking.
Wow. Tell me about that.
First, we have to get our suits on, and then we have to train, and then we go onto the boats with two people, and then we just go to a bridge, and then we go back.
And what did you have to do to train to get ready to go kayaking?
They show us how to use the paddles. It's a two-sided paddle. There's a pedal on one side and a pedal on the other. They show us how to go forward and backwards.
That has got to be really important. Did you go also, Jerome?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you guys feel about kayaking before you went in? Were you nervous about doing it at all?
When we was allowed to bring our parents, my mom was so scared that we was going to fall over.
The first time I went kayaking, I was nervous a little, and then I just got the hang of it.
What river did you go in? Or did you go in a lake?
We went in a river, in the river.
I was scared first because I forgot, and I thought we were going to go to the boat area.
It's kind of exciting to do something like that. How did you feel once you were on the water kayaking away?
I was scared because I don't really know how to swim, so I thought I was going to fall over. And then when the instructor told me that it's the boat can't fall over as easy unless you're actually trying to reach out the water or lean, so I got comfortable.
Do you think you might do it again?
Yeah.
I thought a fish was going to jump out of the water and jump where I was.
Did you see fish?
No, but I just took my hand and I tried to feel a fish.
They're probably in there, I would think. Well, that has to be a lot of fun. Was that the first time ever on a boat for all of you?
No.
When were you on a boat before?
When I was at Phillips for one of the field trips, we went on to one of the cruise boats type thing.
Wow.
And we did different things on there. Like we picked up plankton, and we looked in the little thing to see what it was. And
like
we,
in a magnifying glass.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like
River
one
Quest.
Of the.
Yeah, River Quest. Yeah. That's what we get on.
I've been on those boats. Those are a lot of fun, the ships to go on.
I was on a speedboat before. I was scared because I thought it was going so fast that I was going to fall out.
And whose speedboat was that?
It was my dad, and it was going so fast I thought I was going to fall out with my sister.
Wow. So you went hiking and you went kayaking. Did you do anything else outdoors?
Bike riding.
Wow, you guys did lots of things. So let's talk about biking. Who can tell me what that was like?
Well, so the people who knew how to ride the big bikes would go, and the ones who don't would stay back and practice.
So you had to learn. Do you each have a bike of your own?
I have a bike, but the bike was too big.
You haven't grown into it yet.
Mm-mm, I had a medium bike.
I see.
At the Venture Outdoors trip.
Oh, on the Venture Outdoors trip. So what did you learn about how to bike?
Well, I know that forward is to go straight, and there's either brakes on the handles or there's brake when you pedal backwards.
Interesting. So could you pedal backwards and make yourself go backwards?
No.
Okay.
You have to go forward and turn around.
I see. And then is there a difference between when you would want to use the front brake and the back brake?
I like to use handle brakes because I don't really like to use my legs.
I see. Where did you ride your bikes to?
We took a trail behind the Science Center, the football field, the Steelers field, and behind the Rivers Casino.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So I've got a question for you three. If you weren't on the water in a kayak or hiking along the Grand View Trail or biking near the river, as you just described, what do you think you might have been doing instead?
I would, because when I'm bored, me and my friends go and just walk around the neighborhood. So I would have just been walking around.
Just walking around. How about you, Jerome?
Well, when I'm bored, I would rather play the Wii or my dad's PS4. Or I might watch a movie.
So inside type of things. And Shane, what about you?
Mostly when my friends are probably like sick or like they can't come out, I was mostly being in my house playing on my PS4.
So most of you Chaye would be out walking.
I would be out riding my bike or scooter too.
That's what I was curious about is do you feel more interested in being outside now than you did before you were with Venture Outdoors?
Mostly like concentrate on my game because I'm always in my game zone and like I just don't be talking. I just be staring in my game.
You get in the zone and don't want to get out. Well, why do you think it's important to be outside in addition to spending time inside?
Because you can have air.
And you can exercise and get stronger and eat vegetables from your garden.
That was fun to get exercise.
Those are all good things to do. Do you feel differently towards the outdoors than you did before you started working with Venture Outdoors? Did you learn some things?
Yes. I learned how to kayak and bike ride.
I learned about different plants.
I learned about bike riding, kayaking, different plants.
And
helping our community.
Tell me about that.
Well, like, we would rather pick garbage up if it's on the floor and throw it away.
Or we recycle for good things that we could use, and the garbage go into the garbage bag.
Did you guys see a lot of litter on the trails when you were hiking and biking?
Yes.
Yeah.
There were a lot in the river, too. When we went to the river, me and Miss Amber actually were in the boat, and we were talking about that, like all the trash in the rivers and on the trails and stuff. So, like when we were gone, we were just collecting it, and we threw it all the way at the end. It was ridiculous.
We actually turned it into a competition. So, Shaye and I were competing to see who could pick up the most trash. Shaye definitely won by the end of it because I was paddling so much.
I should mention, by the way, that's Amber Rook from Brashear Association, whose voice you heard. How did all that litter make you feel when you saw all of it?
Disgusted.
Yes, I was very disgusted. I wasn't horrified, but I was disappointed in my community people.
Well, it is a shame, isn't it, to see litter like that? And it makes you think about not littering, right? You don't ever want to do anything like that.
If I'm out and about, I'll hold my trash all the way till I get either home or to the nearest trash I could get to.
That's very good, Shaye. I'm glad
you
do that.
I would do that, too.
I remember when Miss Amber took the whole class to the Carnegie Library and we made a trail mix.
Really? Do you remember what you made it out of?
We made it out of like snacks and some healthy things.
Like peanuts, M&Ms,
and just a little bit of dark chocolate.
That sounds good. You could make that and sell that and raise money.
Stuff.
Cheerios.
You could sell that in a little bag, and then when it was empty, people could refill their bag. So they wouldn't have to throw it away.
I'll sell for $2.
I want to turn to Amber for a minute. Can you tell us a bit about Brashear Association and the work that you do with kids?
Yes. So the Brashear Association is a community nonprofit. So we work with all of South Pittsburgh and the Hilltop community in particular. Our Allentown Learning and Engagement Center, or ALEC, is located in Allentown right off of Warrington Avenue. And it's our education site, so all of our after-school programs, summer camps, and weekend programs are held there. We have a big focus on healthy eating, as you can tell. So each time the kids are there, they get a fresh fruit or vegetable, and then we do other things like trail mixes and pretzels, tons of pretzels.
Do you have other locations as well?
We do have other locations. That is our only education site that specifically focuses on children's education. And then we do other satellite programs like we have one at Arlington, and we previously for many years had one at Phillips for an art program.
I thought there was one at Phillips years ago. Now, if folks in the Hilltop neighborhoods, I'm sure, would be welcomed at the Learning Center in Allentown, right? Or how can people get involved if they have kids and they're listening and they would like to get involved?
So our after-school program is application-based, and unfortunately we have a waiting list right now. All these guys have been in our summer camps, and Jerome and Shane are currently enrolled in our after-school program. But we do have weekend programs. Saturday program's actually happening today from 12 to 4, and it's a very, like, chill time. There's usually some kind of interactive maker activity that they can participate in, and then there's also options to just have a free play. So we have an outdoor space that was actually just recently renovated and made awesome by GTEC as part of the Green Places initiative, and then we have some technology-based stuff. The kids have been using code.org and learning coding recently, and they love the Minecraft modules on there. So
I would love to get you guys involved in doing a radio program for Youth Express or a podcast from there where you could talk about things in Allentown and what goes on in the neighborhood there. I was just up in Allentown the other day meeting with Public Source, whose offices are up there, and there's a lot to see and do. What do you guys like best about Brashear Association?
I got a question.
Oh, sure.
How did you make that big bubble thing where you make a lot of bubbles?
There's what Shane's describing is here in the museum, there's a brand new exhibit, and it makes huge bubbles automatically. And what it is there's a big, you know how to make bubbles, you put a wand in with soap. Well, there's a rope that lowers down, and it makes a wand as it goes up, and then a fan makes the bubbles go. And you know who did that? Was an artist, somebody who really, really loves art and who's very creative and who likes to make things. And he thought about that. He's from California, but I believe he was born in Canada, and he worked to do that. You should go up and take a look at it. It's truly cool. Do you guys make stuff?
My dad used to make a game for me. He made a game about Transformers.
Very cool. How about you?
I do.
What do you make?
I currently make my own jewelry.
That sounds nice.
Well, what I have on right now. But
what do you make it out of?
I make it out of wire, beads, shells, any jewelry material, and the hooks and chains and stuff off of necklaces and earrings.
That sounds great. Do you sell it sometimes?
Yeah, I'm trying to get up there.
You can make a lot of money.
Do you make anything? This is Jerome.
On the Wii game, I would like create different people. Well, like any people that that be coming up in my head, I'll just like make them.
You'll create their characters and what they do, and you're all doing computer coding to make programs, which sounds kind of cool too.
I'm trying to be like my dad so I can invent games for other children.
What a good idea. Your dad does that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you three one more thing because our time's almost done. I can't believe how quickly it's gone. First of all, before I do that, Hannah, Venture Outdoors has had a great partnership with Brashear Association. Can other organizations work to bring along a partnership like that too?
Yes, we have quite a few partners like the Center That Cares or the Dronex Grayson Center. I think for our programs in the school center, or in the school year, we have probably about 8 partners. So it's all funded by grants. So, but if the funding's available, we would love to have more partners. So if anyone wants more information about the public programs or our family programs as well, you can get that at ventureoutdoors.org.
Thanks, and thanks for being here. And anything we might have missed about Brashear Association?
No.
We've been happy to be here. A lot of what we do with Venture Outdoors is actually on our blog, the brashearkids.com.
I love your blog.
Oh, thanks.
And it's funny, I know you probably interchange with Brashear High School many times, and people are
so
wondering
often,
who. And I love the Brashear Kids blog and what you tweet. So my question for the three of you in our remaining minute or two, what do you think you want to be when you get older? I'm going to start with Shia, if you have any ideas.
Well, I have 2. I'm in a program called Big Brothers Big Sisters. So I would want to be a big sister when I grew up to encourage other young ladies how to be mature and graceful and all them kind of good things. And I also would like to start my own jewelry business.
That's wonderful. How about you, Shane?
I want to be to make games for children. So if any children have an idea for a game, they can just come to me and they can tell me about the game that they want.
What a good idea. And Jerome?
Well, I might be a Wii maker.
So you would
I would make like game things that the cities would go in for you to play the game or to watch the movie.
What a good idea. Well, I'm really proud of you all for being here today. Hang around and we'll get you some stickers and pencils and some things to remember your visit by. And I hope we'll get a chance to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.